So the first place he brought down was by Kalev, that he spread himself out and he spoke to the others directly. That was in the Gemara inside the Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We also brought a Gemara in Tainis, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that Rav Moni, the son of Rav Yoina, he spread himself out on his father's kever, and he spoke to his father and told his father, "Dad, there are people that are bothering me from the house of the Nazis." And the father made it that the people from the house of the Nazis' horses couldn't move until they said, "I'm sorry," until they apologized and agreed that they're going to stop. We found a person, the Gemara brings down the Pehei Amud Beis of Matsya, that he was a Talmud from Rav Chiya. He learned from Rav Chiya, and Eliyahu Navi showed him a certain vision of Rav Chiya, who already passed on, and he said he couldn't look at that vision. The chariot goes up from the sister to Rav Chiya. The person looked at it anyway, and he became blinded, and he went to Rav Chiya's cave, the Talmud, and he said, "I learned your things, and therefore you should reinstate my eyesight," which Rav Chiya, I guess, allowed. So we see the idea of talking to the dead. The Gemara says, also in Tainus Tafem Zion, that one of the reasons why we go by a Tainus Tzibur to the Beis HaGvaras is to ask the mason to daven for us.
Directly.
So we see this idea. Finally, we said the Gemara in Saita, if anybody remembers that the Bach, the way the Bach learned, he has a Gerson, Saita, Daf Yudalit, that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't bury Moshe in a place where we could recognize him, because otherwise we would go and tell Moshe Rabbeinu to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Mabatul Galus, and Kadosh Baruch Hu would have to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that to happen, so therefore he made that Layada Ishas Murasik. So we definitely built the foundation that the idea is this idea that you are able to spread yourself out and talk to the dead. You could do that. The Gemara says.
But again, you're not talking to the dead per se.
You're asking the dead to daven for you. So we brought down the Tshuvas Maram Shik, and the Maram Shik is bothered by the very question that Aryeh just asked, which is, don't we have an issue of being Jewish El Mason? Shouldn't we be speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if something bothers us? Why are we davening to the Mason? And this is, we have in the notes on page 5. He brings down the Chazal that says, say on the Pasuk, La'yilach Aleihim Acherim, is the second column by the hand. When he brings down this some of the sources that we mentioned, he says, Mani Chayshish Delachera, Yesh La'achshay, Diyei Aser, Vishem Tadarshu Chazal say, La'yilach Aleihim Acherim, don't have other gods. You know what that means? So they pay Kaira Leila Michal, Leila Gabriel, Sahainu Shah also lasses on the lasses and Soy Benenu. You can't make a medium between you and God.
Questions are there.
So he's asking, the Echnes follow Shanishmas Ovis is follow Yam Lisis Hoy Badenu. How could you daven that the Neshamas of the others should be Mamlis Toy, should be like a good adversary? Adversary, is that the right word? A good
benefactor.
Advocate, not adversary. That's advocate. Good advocate for us. You're not supposed to have Elohim Acherim. This is the question that he asked from Chazal. So his mahalach, which we explained last week, was that the dead people have a lot of pain when they see their relatives going through pain, or people they know, or people come to them through pain. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot give someone pain when they don't deserve it, so if you actually pain your relative and your relative doesn't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to take away the pain from you. And he explains, very interesting, that's why HaMitzpal Ba'ar Chaveri Nenech Chila, which means if you daven for your friend, first, you're going to be helped. Why are you going to be helped? Because somehow you're having pain, and therefore, because Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to have pain on your friend, because
sounds like he's explaining, just take a step back before that. When somebody's sounding for the friend and I'm bothered, well, Hashem is going to look at me and say, you don't deserve to be bothered. And since you don't deserve to be bothered, so yeah. I have to help you, exactly. And therefore, says the Maram Shit, if you take a look at the next paragraph, says that that's Shapai Avram Avinu who said, Chalila Lachav, by the underline, Lahamid Tzadik and Rasha Vachu, Dahain Wali Dei Tzarek. Avram Avinu is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't turn over Tzadayim. Why shouldn't he turn over Tzadayim? Why not? Tzadayim is a bad place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram is telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't turn over Tzadayim, so that Avram is having pain. Well, the Emsha Kavanah Akhzal HaMetzalda Al-Khaberet, we turn over Tzadayim, we're not a meaning, so he explains, Avraham Avinu is going to be answered because in the course of his pain, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't, if he doesn't deserve that pain, so that's for them can't be turned over. And if you down for your friend and you need that thing, if you need it, meaning, somehow that will connect because you're in pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want you to be in pain. But if you're dialing for your friend, somehow that's going to answer that question. So he's saying, according to this, it's really not dialing to the dead to ask the dead to help you out. It's really telling the dead your pain and the dead feeling your pain. And because the dead feel your pain, so now Peshmerga will have to fix you up. Very interesting, Mahala. In the next few lines, he says just that, but then he somehow switches what he's saying, like, during the conversation. So he says, the answer is to give elikus to anything. You can't give godliness. When you're going to the dead and you're giving pain to the dead, you're not giving them any godliness. And you're not asking them to do anything for you. But then at the end of the day, he acknowledges that the Sefer Hasidim disagrees with this. Because the Sefer Hasidim says very clearly in the Ois Tof Nun, and we have it on page 3, that Barzilai Delavi, one of the people who helped David HaMelech, and we spoke about this last week, says to David, he doesn't want to go up with him to Yerushalayim. This is in the third paragraph on page 3. He says, almost to Iri, I want to die in my city. Now, where did Barzilai Delavi care where he dies? Here's where he dies. So the Sefer Hasidim says, "Ki anoya yesh lemesim, you are the pleasure for dead people, sha'evim ha'ilchum al-kavrim, that the dead, that the loved ones go and visit them on their kavarim, u'mevakshim al-nishmasim taiva, u'mativim lehem ba'yisi oylem, the gamshim mevakshim mehem he'nispal ma'achayim. And also when you ask stuff from them, they will daven for you. V'kol ben yufuna, nishtateach al-kavri yavis." So, the Sefer Hasidim is clearly saying that the dead people like when you come visit them, and when you go to them, they will pray for you. That is going against what the Maram Shikha is saying. The Maram Shikha is saying, you cannot ask them to daven for you, because you cannot make a medium. And the Maram Shikha himself acknowledges it. Three lines at the end of the tshuva, he writes, I will ask the Sefer Hasidim of the Sefer HaZayar, back on page 5. He brings down the Sefer Hasidim and the Sefer HaZayar, I'll pay him this gas and the Hasidim shall man at Lushin. So he says, Elamaisa, at the end of the day, we find not like what I'm saying. On one hand, you can't ask the dead. On the other hand, we find that you could. And we see so many clear Gemaras saying that you can. So we don't really have, right now, any good resolution. The Mishnah Berurah says, very famously, that instead of davening to the dead people, you daven in the schus of the dead people. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Simon Tavkuf Pei Aleph. I happen to have it on page 4 over here, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that you ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis in the schus of the tzaddikim.
So you mention your problem?
You can mention your problem, but you're not asking them to help you out. And the Mishnah Berurah is not saying that you're giving them, and you're not asking them, you're not trying to give them, making them feel your pain either, according to the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying.
I think our natural tendency is to do that.
Our natural tendency is to do that, and there's bona fide sources for it. It's very hard to take away 5 Gemaras and the Zohar Kodesh and the Sefer Chassidim. We're not to take it. Now, what type of people? Maybe the greatest tzaddikim, Samazai. Remember, we said over from the Gra that the Gra wrote to his wife that all sins and sorrows come from the fact that you're visiting the Beis HaKavarah. He told his wife, don't.
Really?
Yes. The Vilna Gaon writes that in Igaret HaGra, before he went to Galus, he writes to his wife, make sure, or maybe on his way to Galus, he tells his wife, do not go to the cemetery. All the sorrows and avoinis come from it, because the tumah gets attached to you and it makes you go crazy. So this is what the girl writes. So was he speaking the opposite to women? I don't know, but he definitely wasn't a fan of it. And we also spoke out the Rambam. Yeah, he don't allow women to go to the cemetery. Very quiet. Now, we also brought down the Rambam, which is an important Rambam that says, according to the way the Kesef Mishnah, who is Rabbi Yekas Cairo, the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch, learned, that the Rambam writes that you don't need to go to a kashuv person's cemetery, meaning you don't have to go. Why? There's no point, because the Rambam writes, Devreim heim heim zechroino. You say the word. You say their Torah, and then you're giving a good memory. Right. That was the Yerushalmi in Shkolim, and the Rambam brings it down as halacha l'maisa, and it's avul perhaps dalit halacha dalit. The Rambam doesn't mention about davening to asking them or anything like that. The Rambam says, do not visit.
Visit.
Do not visit. Period. Yes, 100%. Shulchanov brings down, the Ramah brings down, before Yom Ne'eram, you go to the cemetery. Yes, there's a few places in Shulchanov. We have it on page 4. I'll just read it over, like, extremely quickly, just to know we are in Shulchanov. The Shulchanov says exactly to go to the Beit HaKavarah. One is, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, 7 Tavkuf Pei Aleph, which is the second paragraph, the Ramah brings down that you should be Tavil, you should go to the Mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yesh Mekhem is not even Leilat Allah Kvaris. Go to the Kvaris, and you should go Harbet Shambatinus. You dive in a lot, one place. Tavkuf Yom Kippur, Tavkuf Yivav, the Ramah brings down. Again, not the Mechaber. Interestingly enough, not the Mechaber. The Ramah. The Yesh Mekhem is not even Leilat Allah Kvaris, will Harbet Shambatinus on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur. Yesh Mekhem is that they will go to the Kvaris and to give Tzedakah, Bachomen of Yoka. Again, the Ramah. To the mikvah, so I believe there's another place in Shulchan Aruch that says Bayim Kippur. I believe so, but I have to look it up. In Hilchos Tainis, that the Mechaber brings down. Now the Mechaber does not say that you go to them to daven to their people. Mechaber gives the other reason. What was the other reason that the Gemara says in Tainus? Not that you're davening that they should pray for you, to advocate for you. Rather, you're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't help us out, we're dead. In Tavkuf Ayin Tes, I have it in next. Sheva Tainus Eilu, these 7 Tanesim. After Shem is following, Yoytim Kolom Beisek Varas, Ubakim Eschan Rasham, Vemer Harei Atem Mesim, Kiyu Emoy Sashubu Vedakasem. The way the Mechaber says that it's a reminder for us that we're dead if we don't do tshuva. So the Ramah says, well, then it doesn't make a difference if it's a Goyish Kaver or Yiddish Kaver. But we hear the Mechaber does say to go.
Which one?
In Tavkuf Ayin Tes. But we see over here the Mechaber is not saying because you're davening there. It's just a reminder that a person doesn't live forever. But not that you're davening there. So we see over here the Mechaber, who is really the Kesef Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah is understanding the Rambam, that the Rambam says, don't go to visit Beit HaKavarah. You understand the truth of the Mashmai. Maybe he passes in that way that that's not the way we do it. We don't go to the Beit HaKavarah. And in Tavkuf Nun Tes, we have in the last one, the Ramah, that says that on Tisha B'Av, the minhag is to go right after the Beit HaKavarah, to the Shul, to the Beit HaKavarah. I know there are certain people, they won't even go in. They'll just drive in and then drive right out. The Mishavura says that the minhag is not to go right next to the Beis HaKavaris, to go Rechuk Dalet Amis, to go 4 Amis away. He says it's interesting only by Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and he says why? Because if you go too close, the Chitzoinim, those impure forces, can attach themselves to you. He doesn't say it in Hilchos Yom Kippur. He doesn't say that in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't say that in Hilchos Tainus. He says it in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Is it in specifically on Tisha B'Av? On Tisha B'Av is more impure stuff.
The luck is bad.
Whatever. Okay, but it's an interesting thing to know that he said.
What does that mean? The Kisan attaches to you.
I don't want to tell you.
You don't want to tell me?
No.
You have to be scooped out.
Can you accept the question?
Yes.
Avi Meir, you want to visit his cave for your side. Is that okay?
100%. We all go visit Kvaras today. I'm just saying. We all go visit Kvaras today. I'm just saying over what happened. What's going on? Now, then, but that's two people. Now, what about the Malach? So there's a famous question, and the thing is, this question is asked so early on that the Rishonim are talking about it, namely the Ramban. The Ramban says, we say this tefillah, there's a whole song, Machnisi Rachman, Machnisi Urachamenu. What do these words mean? It's a beautiful song. What do they mean? The Malachim, Machnisi Rachman, we're asking the Malachim,
the Melech.
Hachnisu rachamenu l'fnei bala rachman. The malachim hashmiya tefila, we're speaking to them, hashmiya tefila, say, bring us at the end of sleep. Mashmiya tzedakah, the ones who hear our cries, the ones who are listening to the malachim, bring our cries in front of shemiya tzedakah. The ones who bring in our tears, bring our tears. So over here, you're talking directly to the malachim. Another place we talk to the malachim every week, new when? Shalom Aleichem. But we're over there, do we ask them to do anything for us? Baruchuni L'Shalom. Baruchuni L'Shalom. Do you say Baruchuni L'Shalom? We all say Baruchuni L'Shalom. You're asking the Malachim to give you a blessing? Are you allowed to do this? So if you take a look at page 17, page 17, so this is the Ramban. I mean, Ramban is the from the strongest of the Rishayim. He writes on the left, he brings down the Avodah Zarah HaShlishit. What is the third type of Avodah Zarah in the middle of a paragraph called the Rosh HaSharis HaShem Tamima, page 17 on the left? He says, Hey Ma'ivim Malachim, the people who serve Malachim. So it's Avodah Zarah. And he says in the next paragraph, it appears to me, Venera Shafilus follow him al Dasa Asulotu. Now they didn't even dive into them. Like he brings down the Yerushalmi, where Yerushalmi says that, you know, when you want to visit somebody, right, to help you out, so you don't go directly up to the person, you go to his servant, and then you go to the gabbai, and you try to get in, you want to get into the guy.
Right.
So you have to try to speak to the protector. Whereas Yerushalmi says, that's not like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you speak directly to him.
Right.
You talk to him directly, you don't, and the Yerushalmi says, don't dive to Gabriel, don't dive to Michal. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight. And it's a pasuk in Yoel. The Ramban brings down this Yerushalmi. The pasuk says, Koishi Yikrara B'Shem Hashem, Yimolei Gwela Gabriel Alili Yikra. Do you speak straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
That's pretty strict.
Says the Ramban, Ufizeh, the Ramban, and the by the hand, Otter Lono Lema Michal Shara Rabba, Kumbon Rachman Alamba. You know what I'm saying? You used to have text to say, Michal, please daven for us. You're not going to say that text, says the Ramban. It must have been such an old text. I mean, it's talking about written really, really old. It's not just the Ramban. You should know the Gra in Keter Reish, right? That he wouldn't say Bakuni L'Shalom. He wouldn't say Bakuni L'Shalom. You don't ask him Malachim anything. And Malachi Rachman is another thing we might say by Slichas. Malachi Rachman Misharsi Al Yoin Kabu Nopne Kel Meitim Vidoyin Ula Yachoyt Am Oni Ve'Aven Ula Yirachim. Malachi Rachman, you speak to them. So instead of saying Malachi Rachman, you would say Avos Oilam. Avos Olam. Now, I just want you to know that there's a Pirush HaTfilah, the Rebar Yochar, one of the Rishonim, and he says that it's better to daven to a dead person than a malach. Meaning, we're talking about which is worse. Speaking to a malach fast to advocate for you to a person who's dead. He says a dead person is better because if it's a tzaddik, tzaddikim are considered alive even when they're dead. Whereas a malach, it's different. A malach, you're trying to give power to them. But a dead person, shat is, number one, they're tzaddikim. And they're considered more chayim, and you could go to a tzaddik when he's alive to ask him for a bracha. So why can't you go to that person when he's alive? When he's dead? And he says, listen to this. He says that the nusach atzilah maknisei rachman and malachi rachman is not talking about the actual malachim. It's referring to the tzaddikim. That you're going to the tzaddikim and you're asking the tzaddikim rach. Can you imagine something like that? And we're saying we're davening chassidei hador. Even though we're saying in a shul, we're not told you're not going to the tzaddik and you're saying that you look to him. So we write, yesh lefarish ki tishayim machnis rachman kineged chassidei hador anu oimun. We're speaking to the chassidei hador. Very difficult to say that's the pshat. Now Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, due to the constraints of time, the Maharal also was very against saying Machnis Rachman. He didn't agree. I could just tell you what he says a different shot than what we said before. Why do you go over to the dead that they should daven for us? It's not that we're asking them. And we said what shot, according to the Maram Shik, that they feel pain. Said a different reason. When you go to them, they could be mischaber to us. They could attach themselves to us. And automatically, they're going to daven for us. I mean, you go to the dead. You're not asking them to daven for us. They, because they get some life when we go to them. That's the way the Maharal says it. And to take a look at, quickly, before we save the Rav Moshe, page 18, the middle paragraph. He says like this. He says, V'hodam rina, in the middle column, it's, now the Maharal is Nesivos Olam. That's the safer. It's in the middle paragraph over here on page 18. He said like this, V'hodam rina m'zechlo tainas, v'kesher gozor tainas, how you yitzel v'yitzel v'yitzel they should follow later on Mason. Just that they said that the Mason should down for us, Rachman. Ain't that Shah Anu Mavashim and Mason should follow later? It's not that we're asking the Mason to down for us. Rachman Anu Ahokum based at Boris. When Mishabra will Mason, we attach ourselves to the dead. Shigama Mason, Yisabra will Chaim. They attach themselves to the lives. Viyashu Rachman Yisrael. But to Malachim, absolutely not. So according to the Reben Yakar, according to the Ramban, according to the Maharal, it's usher to ask the Malachim anything for you, and Machnisi Rachman is no good. Unless you say, like the Rebbe Yikar, the Machnisi Rachman is not referring to dead people, the Malachim, it's referring to the Tzaddikim, that the Tzaddikim should down for you. Now, take a look at the Igros Moshe on page 9. So long as Igros Moshe, we're not going to go through it. There's a few interesting things that he says. The Igros Moshe, and we'll end with this Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe says that we find many who argue about davening to the dead, going to the Dvaris, and saying, because you're not allowed to be Dayar Shalom Mason. We spoke about last week and 2 weeks ago the Isser of Dayar Shalom Mason. The prohibition of Dayar Shalom Mason is really the way the Gemara explains it is to go into a Beis HaDvaris and sleep here in order to be able to get and an impure tumah come and rest onto you. However, Rashi, who teaches up Dayar Shalom Mason, Rashi says that it's putting the dead person on yourself, and that's considered Dayar Shalom Mason. And the question is talking to a dead person considered Dayar Shalom Mason? I mean, we have a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah says you're not allowed to be Dayar Shalom Mason. The pasuk.
What is the definition of Dayar Shalom Mason?
So as I said, the Gemara which brings down the Isser of Dayar Shalom Mason, it's in I believe I brought it down. Yeah, but that's not the way the Gemara understands it. The Gemara doesn't understand it like that. The Gemara understands it that...
Yeah, people go to the grave and go, please, that's the word I forgot from me.
Yeah,
that's
it.
The adding
an avenue. That's what I have. You know, how you doing?
Yeah, not so simple, huh? Write it down. Have these prayers you say in the other.
Yeah. The pasuk in Devarim, Parshas Shoftim, says, "The chayv chaver is parak yichesot yiral v'shel oiv v'yidoni v'dayir shel amesim." Rashi says that the person puts on his private part the dead body, and somehow
the body is in the grave.
Yeah, but Kamala going to Mala Bazakusa, that's what you're doing. Maybe it's before so you speak to the skull, so we see clearly that there's a thing. Now, over there the skull is on you. It's on you. So maybe if it's not on you, it's just in the grave, it's a little bit different. Meaning over here, it's literally trying to have a close interaction with the dead, that you're literally having some type of physical touch. Perhaps that's where the prohibition is, and not...
But that's not even Shaykh today. People are buried. They're 16 under everything.
Okay, but you extract the thing. So the question is, it's probably not Derech Shel Mason straight, but is it, does it fall under that gather? Well, anyway, Ramosha brings down that he will get early Olam, namely, he brings down some slave friend of Maral who did not like to say Machnisi Rachman, and the some slave for himself said that when it came to Machnisi Rachman, he did Tachman a long time, because Machnisi Rachman is right after Tachman, so he would make a longer Tachman. And this way, when he would be finished Tachnon, they would be already finished Machnisi Rachman.
So he didn't make a Machah.
Says Reb Moshe that his father, Reb David Feinstein, Reb Moshe's father was Reb David, would say over a different text. If you take a look at the hand over here in the first column on page 19 of Reb Moshe, he brings down in the Siddur Ian Tfila, instead of it would say not Malachi Rachman Chaluna Yahuna, and he brings down, for example, instead of his father, instead of saying Malachi Rachman, he would say Avos Ha'olam Ahuvei Elyon, meaning to say you wouldn't be speaking to the Malachim. Midas Rachman Aleinu Eskaldali, meaning to say we're asking, this is, we say this in the Ilah and once by the Kinnis, but by Slichas, it changed the Gersa around. Instead of not we're talking to the Malachim, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Rachman should fall on us, rather than talking to the Malach of Midas Rachman. And Ramosha says, I also do this. Meaning, not to not say it at all, rather to change around the text, that the text is not saying that you're talking directly to the Malachim, you're saying you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about that attribute. So change the grammar of the text. So for example, Midas Rachman Aleinu Eskaldali, meaning, to Midas Rachman, you should bring on to us
why did he change the text? Why would he not?
And instead, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should bring Midas Rachman. You're not talking to the Midas Rachman Malach. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Rachman on you by changing the text of the word a little bit.
That's taking away from the Mesorah, though. It's still a...
And Reb Moshe says that his father would not say Rachuni L'Shalim because of it. Now, he doesn't say himself that he didn't say Rachuni L'Shalim, because he does say that he changed around the text of the Slichas. But, and he says his father wouldn't say Brooklyn and Lashon, but he does not write that he didn't say Brooklyn and Lashon. I would have to ask Rav Reuven what Rav Reuven does. So he brings down, at the end of the day, that Avada, the ones who hold you, are allowed to daven to the Malachim. What's the reason? Why are you allowed to bring, why? The Ramban says that one of the Isurim, you're not allowed to make an Avada Zara, and making a Malach have power is quote unquote making some type of avodah zara.
Even the Makhlis Rachman. Achnisu Rachamina Demosino. It's like asking them to bring up your tears. That's the text. You're not davening to them. You're telling them to be shaliach. Yeah. But this is right, but we should be able to speak to their people. That's what we usually do.
So he says, similar to what Toilam over here is saying, he's saying, Avada, you're recognizing that no one else other than Hashem. Except you're just saying to the Malachim to do it by Ahava and simple. That's what you're asking them. Do what you need to do by Ahava and simple. He's saying that's where it could be. Avada, you're not telling them to do anything for you. And they have to do what they have to do. His lashon is,
Their mission is their mission.
But brach them with uvakter, shiyasu zeh ba'ahavu v'simcha, that they should do their job with love and with joy.
Do they have that?
The love and joy?
Great people.
You mean you're saying that their emotions aren't really a human emotion, so they're not human? Mm-hmm.
I know about the malachim.
So he said that at the end of the day, it's also to ask malachim, Rav Moshe writes. But then he says, a father to ask a person to daven for you, that's the right thing to do. And he says, not only to the Nevi'im, any chacham in your generation is the right thing to do.
Those are alive people.
What about a person who died? So then he says, he says, it may be better or maybe worse. And this, we're going to end off with
take
this.
Take it.
He says you can keep daven to the Gedolim, or...
No, you can ask the Gedolim to daven for you.
Okay.
Born, how many months? Born.
So he ends up saying that to ask a dead person something, it might be better, it might be worse. On one hand, they feel the pain. They feel your pain.
They do have feelings. Dead people have feelings.
Yeah, and therefore, the malachim, they don't have as pain. And he says, but on the other hand, how could you, the same way you can't ask from a malach, you can't ask from that person. So he says, at the end of the day, there are two different shitas, and he doesn't come out with a consensus of lamaisa, which way we go. He doesn't come out with lamaisa, which way to go. He just says, it's very clear that there are two different shitas. I always say that.
You always have someone to rely on. They're both Orthodox rabbis.
You don't know what to do.
No. It seems like it's very hard for them.
Yeah, Rav Moshe says on one hand, it could even be worse to ask a relative that's dead to do something for you. Because malachim are at least a shliach from Hashem. By asking that person, they're not a shliach. So what type of business is that? According to the Gemara Bavli, yes. According to the Sefer Chassidim, yes. According to the Zohar Kaddish, yes. According to the Maram Sheik, no. According to the Bach, no. And
taker, right?
How can they go against the Gemara?
Because if you look at the Maram Sheik and you look at the others, they say it's a different, the Inyan Acher. It's an Inyan Acher. They don't really explain so much. Many great people.
Well, we know, but bottom line is even them. They don't know.
I mean, we're not coming out with a consensus, Lamaisa. We have to get to Yuma, but Akoponim Va'Oifin Machnisi Rachman is definitely something that the Olam is Machan not saying. And Barchuni L'Shalom Lamaisa develops those saying Barchuni L'Shalom.
But in
the
text,
the next time you say it, have someone and think to yourself, what in the world am I saying? I'm actually telling Malachim to bless me for peace. And Rav Moshe says that his father and throwing up Peter Groth did not say it.
Did not say it.
Lenny, do you say Rechonim L'Shalom?
Yes, sir.
What? Some lesson?
Yes.
No, but do you say Rechonim?
Yes, sir.
So Rechonim is still speaking to the Malachim.
And every single shlichus book has it in the text in there.
I understand.
So then why? And then you think most people say you shouldn't say it. Yes, there. then why did they not take it out?
Most Rishonim say, yeah, because you could touch up as referring to, as the Reuven Ben Yakar says, it's referring to the Tzadikim. And I saw in another place that maybe it's you're commanding them, you're not asking them, you're commanding them. But it's not another question, is that? So what do we
come
out?
What does it mean, Hachmisim?
Not a question, is that?
So what do you come
out? Rabbi doesn't
want to pass them, not Hachmisim. I can't pass them on something like this. Ramesh himself didn't pass them. Ramesh brought down two things. He said it's not a question of thing to do. What do you do when you go to a parent's cave?
Put a rock.
I can't say such a thing like that. How could I down on somebody? Parents, they're going to the parents. They want to be close to the parents. Well, how could I say anything?
It's such a nice prayer. It's beautiful prayer.
Right, yeah. And not only that, it's brought down in a few places that these seals were written, and they were to speak to them. And so that may itself be a riot.
It's funny. Finally, Hashem tried to buy it today. We have in the house. But he can't buy it. Nobody sells it.
Really?
Try buying money.
Our scroll has it in the book from everyone.
Yeah,
all these prayers you say when you had a mother's cave, when you had a father's cave, things you said.
The mourner things that they have. But that's not the malala.
No.
The prima donna himself brings down what Lenny was saying. At the right, the prima donna says it's mashma over here. That you feel as though you're asking them for a straight. The prima donna himself brings it down. At the right, you're like, yeah, wait, manaloshin. It wasn't made by little people. It was made by big people, presumably. I'm just saying it's one of these type of studios that you should know you're going to walk away, not klar. The Mishavul and Maisa says not to demonstrate to them because you should not have
stuff different. Those who
at the end of the day, we have to think to ourselves, why do we need to speak directly to Hashem? I think the Hashkafa, one piece to take away is, why do we need to go for demonstrate to Hashem? I know we want to feel, but if we really believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu, we could talk straight to him, why do we need to?
You know, we don't feel we're worthy. I think people do this.
But like the Rav said.
We both okay to see
a like the Rav said, I know when I go to my parents' clothes, you know, it makes me remember them. It makes me
That's why. How could I say you can't?
Even if you don't ask him to do things, they say till him there, and then the Shammah should have a leader.
Those who said it's okay, are they more Hasidish? Is Hasidish
no.
The folks are anti it more.
No. It's not.
There's no consistency in the answers either.
No, because these are really old, early Makairis to say that you can. Especially tzaddikim, big tzaddikim, are considered alive. It's not such a sharp thing, I don't.
People travel to
the go to Lubavitch Rebbe.
People the Uman.
All over Poland, the Forum, the Hungary.
100%.
Rabbi Hamani.
That is a show for the